Did she really?
They said she did. Her mother knowed more Hanks than Carter Haddocks. Well, a haunted house or a haunted house.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You said Hans. That's and your wife said go a ghost. That's
and okay. Ghosts is yeah. It's all in yeah. fact they're all in, you might say in the same family okay. if there is such thing, which I believe they used to be. Because they used to be wizards and witches. They was as natural as me and you are.
Yeah.
Back in. In the old Bible times when we read of them.
Sure.
But I've actually, right here where we live and on this piece, I've seen things that I didn't know. It was just like a shadow. But it was a moving. It would move. But still, you couldn't get a hold of it, or you couldn't...
Could you get up to it?
You could get up to it, but you couldn't touch it.
But you could still see it?
You could see it, sure. Yeah. People can't make me believe it. I didn't see things because I wasn't afraid. I wasn't by myself. Now, there used to be things seen along here. And we lived right on up here, just a little, at the next house, just right off in the, just behind where Avery, my nephew, lives. We lived in an old house. I moved down about 1917. I was just, oh, I was about 14 years old, I guess. And one of my uncles stayed there with us, and he was out every night. Lord mercy, he'd tell us about all kind of things he'd see down in here when he'd come in at night, and he always went off in the buggy. He'd tell us about all kind of old things he'd see down in here, and I didn't believe it. Till I got up big enough to run around a little at night, you know. By that, I seen those things to be seen.
Well, other things besides just shadows, or were there other kinds of...
Well, they'd be different colors. I seen black things, and I seen white things. But it would just be like a... The first thing that I ever seen was just like a big black cat. Was coming up the road down here. Me and another fella. That was when television first come around, you had to use them old...
rabbit ear
earphones to hear them, you know. When they first come out, you had to have earphones to hear what was said. We'd been down here at the neighbor's house. We was coming up the road, and I was walking in the right hand track, and he was in the other on the left hand side of me. And I said, look, come here. My cousin's with me, Hub Mitchell. I said, look, come here. I hooked that big black cat, and he'd just come right on down right close to us. This one all across. Didn't make no sound, no racket at all. No, and I seen it.
Was it close enough for you to touch it?
Well, I could have touched it, I guess, but it didn't make no sound or no noise at all. Whatever, it just like a shadow. And I seen a big black something over there. Well, there was a whole rack that's going to watermelon slicing down here at the creek. And I seen that thing twice. One just looked like a big black dog.
Was that at night too?
Yeah. And I wasn't afraid either, because there was a whole bunch of women. Nobody else never said they seen it or didn't see it. Nobody never said nothing about it. And I seen it right off over in the hillside, right next to the road. And on down the road, John, a little further, I saw it as it come back.
Now, did other people see those?
Oh, there's a lot of people seen different things, but at that particular time, I don't know if anybody seen that.
But those people were with you saw that cat. Like thing
that's well, that boy, he saw the cat.
Yeah.
But we never didn't know what it was. I wasn't afraid. I'd go in World War II right now.
If, in the fall of the year, you'd say, I'm going to put on a sweater this morning because it's a little
too cool.
Yeah. Would you, now, if a person gave you a choice of, if it wasn't very bad though, you'd just say, oh, it's just.
Chilly, a little chilly.
Yeah. Would you use something between that and cold, though? You'd say it's just, would you use something like kind of or middling cold or...